This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Hello, welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to talk about the benefits of group hiking and the bonds it forms. You know, there's a saying that goes, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And when it comes to group hiking, this couldn't be more true. Imagine setting off with a group of like-minded adventurers. Each step forward, a collective victory. Each obstacle overcome, a shared triumph. It's this unity, this camaraderie that makes group hiking such a transformative experience. But group hiking isn't just about the physical challenge. It's about the power of collective strength. It's about relying on each other when the climb gets tough, cheering each other on when the fatigue sets in, and celebrating together when we reach that summit. These experiences don't just strengthen our bonds as hikers, but they serve as powerful reminders of our capacity for empathy, resilience, and teamwork. And let's not forget the lifelong connections we build along the way. Conversations around the campfire can lead to deep, meaningful friendships that extend far beyond the trails. The laughter, the challenges, the triumphs, these shared moments become the foundation of a community built on mutual respect, shared passion, and a love for the great outdoors. Not to mention, group hiking offers fantastic opportunities for impactful leadership and personal growth. Whether you're leading the way, setting the pace, or ensuring everyone is safe and accounted for, these experiences can help develop invaluable leadership skills. And pushing your physical boundaries? Indeed, the act of pushing one's physical boundaries can cultivate a wealth of empowering leadership skills. It encourages strategic thinking, as you must consider the optimal routes and effectively manage resources to ensure the group's success. It cultivates decision-making skills, as you might have to make quick judgments about changing weather conditions or potential hazards. Moreover, it nurtures resilience and adaptability, invaluable traits in any leader as you navigate the unpredictability of nature. Furthermore, being part of a group instills a profound sense of responsibility and accountability, encouraging the development of empathetic leadership. You learn to prioritize the well-being and morale of your team, understanding that true leadership lies in service and support. Indeed, it's these dynamics within the group, the camaraderie, the shared experience, the collective morale, that provide life lessons you simply cannot glean from a textbook or a lecture. These lessons are rooted in experience forged in sweat and laughter and tempered by the occasional tears of exhaustion or frustration. Being part of a group during such an endeavor teaches you about cooperation and compromise, about giving and receiving support. It teaches you that the strength of a group lies in its unity, in the way its members rally around each other in times of hardship. It highlights the importance of morale, of maintaining a positive and encouraging atmosphere, even when the path ahead seems daunting. This real-world schooling and group dynamics and morale is an integral part of the group hiking experience, and these are lessons that remain with us, shaping our interactions and relationships long after we've left the trails behind. An often overlooked facet of group hiking is its profound effect on mental resilience. As we navigate the uneven terrain, the challenging inclines, and the unpredictable weather conditions, we are not merely testing our physical stamina, but also our mental fortitude. The journey, filled with its peaks and valleys, mirrors the ups and downs of life, teaching us invaluable lessons in persistence, patience, and positivity. Each successful hike, each summit achieved, inculcates a sense of accomplishment and self-belief, strengthening our mental resilience. As we share these experiences with our group, our bonds deepen. We learn to lean on each other during tough times, providing emotional support and encouragement. This shared resilience not only fortifies our relationships within the group, but also empowers us with the emotional strength to face life's adversities. Thus, group hiking becomes a catalyst for building mental resilience through shared experiences and mutual support. Building a network of steadfast friends, the kind who are just there for you, is another invaluable outcome of group hiking. The beauty of these friendships is their simplicity and authenticity. These are friends who have seen you at your best and at your worst, who have shared the exhilaration of reaching the summit and the fatigue of the journey. They've been there for the shared meals, the impromptu sing-alongs, the silence of the stars above, and the thrill of the sunrise. Such experiences weave an unspoken bond of trust, understanding, and mutual respect. They are the friends who are simply there for you, ready to lend an ear, share a joke, or offer a helping hand. The friendships formed on the trails are unique. They are devoid of societal pressures or pretenses, forged instead in the crucibles of shared experiences and collective triumphs. This network of reliable friends enriches our lives, providing emotional sustenance and becoming a source of strength and joy. So, group hiking is not just about the physical journey or the destination. It's about the people you meet along the way and the friendships that endure long after the hike is over. So, group hiking is more than just an outdoor activity. It's an experience that fosters community, strengthens bonds, promotes personal growth and leadership, and instills a sense of social responsibility. It's about experiencing the thrill of adventure, the joy of companionship, and the satisfaction of making a positive impact. I hope you find yourself out on a group hike with us in the near future. Once again, thank you for listening. Please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.